Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, and welcome to the studio Menino, which is the brainchild of Jono. Hey.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us on today.
So Menino is a pretty new project.
Yeah, well, I've kind of been, I guess, developing it for maybe the past year.
Yeah.
But I'd say since March is probably when I've kind of gone out there and, like, you know, started to kind of get myself out there, I guess.
Yeah, it found sort of collected together some songs and sort of found your feet and what kind of sound you want to make and that sort of thing.
Yeah, basically.
So can you tell us a little bit about the music you make?
I guess it kind of stems from, like, when I started writing music, like when I was like in high school, I probably did a lot of folky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my influences at the time were like people like Passenger or like Simon and Garfunkel. But then I've kind of, you know, branched out from that whilst at the same time kind of keeping some of the things that I learned in that kind of genre.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say it's the music I make is kind of like dream pop.
Mm-hmm.
So I think of artists that I'm kind of listening to or inspired by, people like Gus Dapperton, an Australian band called The Paper Kites,
mm-hmm.
Cosmo Pike, just people like that, really.
Mm-hmm. For you, what's the songwriting process like?
Well, I try to write songs, you know, which I guess are about like things that have happened in my life, you mm-hmm. know, how I'm feeling, or just, you know, experiences, because, you know, it's storytelling at the end of the day, so yeah.
Do you find that hard, putting those stories out there, if they're quite personal?
Yeah, it can be hard because you've really got to kind of, you know, open yourself up, which can be, you know, a bit like daunting, but like at the same time, like when you kind of get in like a cathartic moment in a song, like, you know, you can really get some good stuff out there.
Yeah, for sure. You haven't really, correct me if I'm wrong, you haven't really got any like cohesive releases out there as yet. I see you've got a few songs on SoundCloud and
At this stage, I've got a few demos up on SoundCloud. I've been doing a little bit of recording actually over at 176 Studio down in South Auckland.
With
a guy called Aaron Strickland.
Cool.
So in the next few months, you'll see something come about from that. So,
awesome. Yeah. Tell me about 176. I'm not familiar with that studio. How did you get connected up with there?
I was doing an open mic night on K Road and I ran into a guy, his name's Alex, and he kind of, you know, runs the studio. So he, you know, he was impressed by some of the stuff and he like just flicked me an email and then asked me if I wanted to do a bit of recording. And that's where I met Aaron. He's been really good as well. So,
oh,
yeah.
Cool. And so today you're going to play a couple of songs for us. Where are these songs from?
So these are songs I've kind of accumulated over the last year, I'd say. Some of them are quite recent. And one of them is actually the song that I'm recording right now with Aaron down at 176. So yeah, that'll be the last song.
And you brought along a saxophonist.
Oh yeah, so I've got my mate Tim here. He's going to be playing tenor sax and he'll be playing for that last song.
Cool. Should we get into it then?
Sweet, sounds good. Alright, this first song is called Escapade Princess.
She won't be the last.
this next song is called Poison. This last song is called Peter Pan and it features Tim on the tenor sax.
When they call you Peter Pan.
sweet.
I just had to steal my microphone back. That was awesome. That just got better and better. I particularly like the second song. You really hit in those like notes. I think your voice started to warm up really a lot then. That was awesome. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to, you just heard Menino for Fancy New Band. If people want to follow you and keep up to date with what you're doing, where's the best place?
I'm up on Facebook, Instagram and SoundCloud. So just type in Menino or facebook.com/MeninoMusic. And then for Instagram at Menino Music, and then SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/MeninoMusic.
And to clarify, Menino is M-E-N-I-N-O.
Yeah.
Where did that name come from?
It's a Portuguese word, so it means boy. Like, I've got Portuguese family, so that's kind of, they're pretty supportive, so I kind of wanted to include that in my music, I guess.
I love that. That's so cool. Thanks again for coming up, and yeah, we'll keep an eye out for your releases in the not too distant future. Cheers.
That was a Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.